Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
So when we found that our guest today dedicated her life to helping young kids and adolescents and then learning what she's all about, we had to have her on the show. Whether you have kids or not, this episode will inspire you and teach you a thing or two. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. How about that? Over 100 episodes, Tracy. And folks are still hanging out with us at the intersection between personal and business growth. As mentioned before, Tracy and I started with two tin cans and a string, and because of you, remember we had the rotary telephones, and our listeners, because of you, we're now on Google Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, the Spoke app from SiriusXM, and so many other platforms. Find our new and archived episodes all online at journeytothere.com. Now, as you listen along today, you can navigate to the website imageryforkids.com. Tracy, who is this amazing person behind that and so much more?
Oh, someone who has inspired me tremendously. I ran across an article online that featured Dr. Charlotte Resnick, and I was hooked right away. She has a book called The Power of Your Child's Imagination, How to Transform Stress and Anxiety into Joy and Success. Welcome, Dr. Charlotte. We are so happy you are here with us today.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be here with you today. I admire your podcast, love what you do, idea of personal and business, and very happy to be sitting here with you.
Well, thank you. That intersection of personal and business growth has often happened to me in my life, and Russ has been on that journey with me, and so nothing can make that intersection better than a little good old-fashioned imagination, I can tell you that much.
For sure.
So I had the opportunity, and I hope our listeners will take this opportunity as well, because we will have the link to your TEDx talk in our show notes so that people can reference it. But I was just so fascinated by the things that you had to say and some of the experiences that you shared with the work that you've done with a lot of the children, the stories that you shared. And one of the things that struck me just so into my heart and into my core, and this again, like Russ was saying, whether or not you are a child, have children, nieces and nephews, or just yourself are in a place of crossroads or pain, you use the phrase that you take them on a journey to other places to alleviate pain. Now, I'm pretty certain I paraphrased that. But can you share with us a little bit about how you create that process to take people on that journey to other places that helps them alleviate some of their pain, and share that with us?
Well, first of all, I want a buy-in from any of the kids or even the adults when I'm doing training that they would like some transformation in their lives. So when I was in classes, when I was going through like 30 classes a week with 30 kids in each class, or if I'm in my private practice with one person, it doesn't matter. It's like kids are, I'm seeing kids with problems in life. Look, life is hard right now. It's stressful. I don't know if it's going to get better on the outside, but we could do something about what's going on inside. So if the parents are coming to me with kids who are angry and they're acting out, or if the kids are coming to me with fears, I kind of ask, well, okay, what's the story now? What's going on in your life right now? And how would you like it to be? So usually there's a shift. Great. So I'm not sleeping at night. My mind is racing. Okay, great. So how would you like sleep to be? Oh, I'd like to fall asleep, you know, very quickly, and I'd like to just sleep through the night. Wonderful. You're in the right place. The right place is your imagination, of course. But then I'll ask them, are you willing to learn some new skills or new tools to help you? And then they always say yes. I mean, maybe once in 1,000 kids, they'd said, I don't know. But mostly they'll say yes, because they're in some sort of pain, whether it's emotional or physical. So once they tell me, yes, I'm willing to learn new things, great. Then we're on the road. And then I tell them, and I look them straight in the eye, and I say, with all integrity and meaning, we are going to do this. I have no doubt. I don't know exactly how we're going to do it. I don't know how long it's going to take, but we're going to get to your goal.
Oh, man, where were you 5 years ago? Because, I had mentioned before, off mic that I had a 12-year-old, or I have a 12-year-old and and an 8-year-old. And the 12-year-old went through years of pulling himself out of bed every night, coming downstairs in tears, saying, I can't fall asleep. And we're like, yeah. You can't fall asleep because you keep waking your body up physically and getting out of bed. I can't think of anything to help me fall asleep. And, it was just ongoing. And we reached out for help and he got through it. But eventually he grew out of it. He got a little mature and I guess figured out a way. But man, everything you just said, we can totally relate to.
Yes, and so many adults have read The Power of Your Child's Imagination say, I wish you were around when I was a kid. And I go, I wish I was around when I was a kid.
I was going to say that before Russ said that. So, I mean, and that's what I love about everything that you speak about and write about is although it has been focused on children, which I think personally is fabulous because there's so much, unfortunately, there's so much stress and anxiety stealing joy from children in our climate as things are in our world right now. And the fact that there are solutions available is incredible because it can be a game changer in how they live their life and become more successful. Not successful necessarily financially determined, but and economically determined, but successful in living a peaceful, joyful life. And that is the most important thing to me in the world. And I think that adults, we may get a later start on things, but we can certainly benefit from some of the tools and the suggestions and creative ideas that you put out there.
Yes, adults need tools too, absolutely. And it can be a game changer. I had a girl come in. She was like, 7, 8 years old. She was. It was the end of the summer. She was really depressed. She was. I don't want to use the word suicidal, but she was feeling very distraught that she would say, "I want to die." Mm. And the problem was, she was going back to school, and she said that over the summer, her brain had rotted, and she didn't remember anything. No spelling. No math facts. Nothing. So she came in, and I had known her a little bit, and this is what we did. This is a quick fix for many people. So her brain. So I had her close her eyes, do the balloon breath, which I'll explain with the other tools.
And just remind us, how old is she?
She's like 7, 8 years old, right? So she's in second, third grade. And had her close her eyes, do some slow breathing, and take a look. Imagine what her brain looked like. And she saw all these black spots, like dark and black, where spelling and reading and all these academic subjects were. And so what she did, in a matter of minutes, I suggested maybe you could clean out your brain. And she could use Light or Scrub or Mr. Clean or whatever, her favorite cleaner was. And clean out her brain so it was all clear of all those dark spots and look deep inside her brain and on the surface. And then sparkle it all up. So all those little brain cells are like happy and dancing and ready to learn. And it changed her in a matter of minutes. And she drew two pictures, one where you could see the horrible brain, black. And then the next was like a flower. And it was growing. And that made all the difference in her being. It was like, there's a way out. There's something I could do. And her shift, I mean, if her mom or dad or even their teacher said, you'll be fine, you're a smart girl, it would mean nothing. But this was coming from inside her, imagination.
Wow. See, I want to
love that so much.
I want to interject here because, we tout that, we hang out here at the intersection between personal and business growth. And we do have a lot of listeners that either don't have kids or don't have kids yet, but there's still a child in all of us. And
yes,
we all started as children. So that kid is always still in us. And what I want our listeners to do, if you don't have kids, I want you to put yourself in some some of these situations that are being explained here, because you may have trouble going to sleep. A lot of adults have more trouble sleeping than you know, kids these days. Think about all of these topics that we're touching on today, and think about how it relates to you as an adult.
Yes. I mean, my goal is to help kids develop their inner resources, develop their intuition, trust themselves, because as kids also have a lot of good ideas, and as adults do, but sometimes we can't get to them because we're anxious. Look, we know in from research and brain science that there's a part of our brain that fight or flight reaction, the amygdala lights up when we're afraid, and it shuts down our thinking ability, that frontal lobe. So if we're upset, if we're mad, if we're having trouble with a partner or a work colleague, and we get upset inside, it shuts down our thinking. We can't think. So you want to calm that down. And you could do that by breathing and by your imagination and finding better tools. And so I have like nine tools that I put together that I learned from the kids and just my own imagination. And it's like a mix and match. It's like, what a great idea. I have a toolbox that you could use for pretty much any situation in life.
Because one of the quotes that you said in your talk that it is so in alignment with the philosophies that we share here is that you may not be able to change your circumstances, but you can change the way you react to your circumstances. And I think that is such a powerful statement. And if you really step aside outside of yourself and you think about that, is that you may be in a situation that you can't change, but you have some of these, I think, in your toolbox that you could share with us today that can help you change the way you react to your circumstances. So maybe you could just share one or two of those with us.
Sure. There's like a little, like nine tools. The foundation tools is slow, deep breathing. I call it, for younger kids, the balloon breath, to imagine like a balloon in your belly, 2 inches below your belly button. And because when you breathe in, it expands, and when you breathe out, it flattens. Because when we're upset, we're often breathing up in our chest and in a fast manner. And when you breathe 2 inches below your belly button, that's the center of your body, and it calms you right into your center. So if you have that as your foundation, then upon it, you want to build a special place inside where you could go and feel safe, where you be happy, where people love you. And if you have an argument with them, once they step through your door, they love and appreciate you just the way you are. And so you have that. You go to your one girl had a special place that had many rooms, you know, a kitchen, a playroom. And then there was a room where she did her inner work. And there was a chair for her, one of her inner guides. You know, when we say to anyone, a kid or a teen, you know, why'd you do that? They might say, I don't know. But if they get some inner guidance, and for little kids, I'll use animal friends who are protectors and have really great ideas for them, or wizards like in Harry Potter, or a wise person, or the older, wiser them, like your son who had trouble sleeping. He could have connected with the boy who was older and had gotten through it. And what would he say to him to help him? So they yes.
It's kind of like the, in the retro aspect that you hear a lot about. I actually did this exercise a couple of different times where you write a letter to your younger self about what you would do differently. And it's a great healing practice, because you really, once you actually take the opportunity and the time to do that, you realize there's a lot of peaceful and forgiveness in that, because you realize, dang, I was only 16. So, and look how far I've come.
Right, or five. And also you mentioned the idea that adults have younger versions of themselves. We all were a little kid. We all were a baby. We all had times we probably wanted more love. So one of the things I teach kids or parents or adults or whoever I'm working with is to go back, you know, kind of when you're in a relaxed state, can go back to when you're born and imagine the kind of love you would have liked from your parents, how you wanted to be held and talked to, and then sort of reparent yourself and then grow yourself up to whatever age you are now, whether you're 5 or 15 or 55. And then, having received all that love just the way you wanted, imagine yourself going into your future.
That, I mean, I'm a just struck, which never happens.
Yeah, I'm speechless.
I'm speechless. Not usually without words.
Yeah, not Tracy.
But, definitely not. But But I honestly felt like we almost should have just sat with that for a second, because what you just said has so much healing power to it. And if, as an adult, you have the willingness to give yourself permission to do that exercise, and the extension of that that I've often heard and I think is very challenging to do, but so much peace comes from it, is to actually then go into that step of grieving the loss of the love that you didn't get, because that's not, you can't change what happened, but you can change how you put yourself in a situation to receive love going forward. And I think one of the biggest steps I feel like that was healing for me in my journey was when someone did teach me the idea of, it may not have been the way you wanted it to be, so you need to grieve what those expectations were and as a loss, like a literal loss, and then embrace new ideas of what that means to you and how you get that source of connection and love. So, that just brings up a lot for me personally. So I applaud that. And I also like that you speak about and integrate into your practice the whole idea of, once you have a vision for what is possible, then you can start taking the steps to get there. I think that, you know, our version of that is, once you have awareness of a change that needs to be made, then you can take actionable steps to have sustainable change. And for you saying that about having the vision, I think that's a really integral part of it, because you really can't have awareness or can't put steps in place unless you initially have the vision for where you want to go. Would you say that that would be correct?
Yes. And so we want to help kids or ourselves, but if we get a little stuck, okay, so start where you are. Because sometimes I'll ask someone, how would you like it to be? And they don't know how they would like it to be. So I might give them some suggestions. Oh, if you could sleep better, do you think you'd be a little more rested? Do you think you'd be a little calmer or happier? And help them along, but only after, if they're stuck. So, and that's at the beginning of the process. Later on, I'll have them check in. Okay, we're hitting an obstacle. Say we draw a path between where they are and where they like to be. Even if it's, I'm miserable now and I want to be happy later. Okay, where are you on your path and what's the first obstacle? You know, my mom's always yelling at me. My sister's always bothering me. Okay, so let's go back inside, go to a special place, do your breathing. Who shows up to help you? Is it an animal, a person, someone you know, someone you don't know? What do they say? What gift do they give you to help you? So one boy had this giant wall. He was a bedwetter, and he had a giant wall that he didn't know how to climb over. And so his animal friend said, actually, I think it was his older, wiser self, said, just walk around the wall. So he didn't have to struggle.
That's great.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's just the simplicity of it. It's just like, look, just walk around it.
Now, I have a question. Do you find, like, for instance, 20 years ago, what kids were exposed to then, as far as, you know, pre-iPhone and all of the apps and the screens, and have you seen like an evolution in the types of issues that you deal with in kids from, let's say, 15, 20 years ago to kids that you deal with today?
Yes. It's worse. The stress is worse. I'm laughing because it's so crazy, because it's true. If you would have asked me this, say, 10 years ago, I would say not so much. But now it's just piled upon pile. Everyone is anxious. Everyone is stressed. And sometimes they're stressed because they're doing too much. You know, like they have all these activities, or people, adults, we're working all the time. It's just too much. And there's so much, oh my God, if they don't, you know, now they're more into Snapchat and Instagram.
Yeah.
And they're doing direct messages on Instagram, and then they're sending things on Snapchat that disappear. And I was speaking to a teen yesterday, and he was saying, well, they're really there, but it's really hard to find. You know, like the FBI could find it.
But see, that's scary.
Well, and no, in all seriousness, I was having this conversation with a really close friend of mine who works in special ed, and we just were having a general conversation about bullying and cyberbullying, And she was saying that one of the things that is so challenging, and she's in the elementary school, and she was talking about how that kids are now bullying through Snapchat because there's no evidence of it.
It disappears.
And they can... Yeah, and that is just, I mean, just good old-fashioned getting picked last for kickball in my world, that was hurtful enough. But
and it was right there in front of you.
But to think that you get bullied and then you can't even go home and to your mom or your dad and be sad and say, this is what happened, and show it. I mean,
but not only that, Tracy, it's not like you're out on the kickball field and everybody sees you getting made fun of or whatever. This is person to person. And you're still getting the same feelings, but you have no witnesses whatsoever. And that makes the level of hurt so much deeper.
Or they're on a group chat somehow, a group message, and you are humiliated in front of someone else, and that's awful too. And they're you know, like if one kid is mad at another kid, then everybody is mad at that kid, and it's just, it's not good. It's kind of a mess. Even though many schools have really good anti-bullying programs, the social exchange is very difficult. I was in a coffee shop the other day, and there were a group of kind of tweens, and they're all in a circle, or they're all standing near each other, and they're all on their phones. They're not even talking.
Yeah.
They're not talking. And a lot of the in quote dating is done through FaceTime or through Snapchat or Instagram, and it's not so clean anymore.
Well, it's different.
No,
it's definitely different.
It's kind of messy, but it's different. It's different. So what is try to help the kids develop their good, you know, help them encourage their good values that they really do have from their parents, and to develop their intuition. And one of the things I do, you know, another set of tools is connecting with their heart and belly wisdom, because we know there are cells in the belly that are like brain cells, and in the heart, there's evidence from people who have heart transplants that the donor starts to like an activity or food that, you know, a new food. And so there's evidence that we have three brains. We have a brain and a brain in our mind, we have in our heart and our belly. So I have the kids just take a moment and maybe put their hand over their heart center and over their belly and ask, what does your heart tell you? What's your heart message? What's your belly say? Does that feel good to you? So that they get to be involved on another level with who they are and how they're feeling and what's really good for them.
And I think that's so, again, I think that that can make such a difference, because especially in situations where bullying is obviously a form of abuse, but then there are also sadly situations where there is abuse in the home or there's abuse in other areas that children and adults experience. And the first thing I think that may happen if you're not in touch with those three brains is that you second guess yourself. So your intuition and your brain and your intuition is saying that this happened, but then there's something, or maybe it's your heart and your gut that are saying that this happened, but your brain has the ability to talk you out of it. And especially with like saying that, I mean, that in general, you can second guess yourself and maybe that's not what they really said, or maybe that's not what I heard, or maybe that's not actually inappropriate, even though it might feel inappropriate. It's like all these second guessing situations. And then you double that with a Snapchat where the evidence literally disappears, then you have to have a pretty strong sense of self in order to overcome that.
I don't know exactly where you guys are from, but I grew up on the streets of New York City. And if I'm walking down the street and it doesn't feel good, I don't keep walking. I turn around. So I trust my gut.
Yeah.
So I try to help the kids develop that sense, that sixth sense, that trusting their gut. Like, don't wait to find out. If a situation doesn't feel good, just leave, or, you know, maneuver your way around it.
That's good advice.
Or speak up. I mean, that's the other thing, too.
Yes.
It's just like feeling confident enough to share with someone trusted. And that's not limited. Again, like, there's so much going on in the press and in the news about the climate that we have in the workplace and politically speaking. And, you know, and it all fundamentally comes down to having the confidence to speak up in a situation that doesn't feel right to you. But teaching that to a child at a very young age, and increases the odds of tremendously of being able to do that successfully and take care of themselves. So it's great that that's something that is being focused on, I think.
Yes. And I mean, speaking up in any manner, I'm working with a teen who is very shy, has a lot of social anxiety. And that happens that, you know, could move with us through adulthood. So her goal is to be able to feel comfortable wherever she is and speaking. So what we had her create her vision, we had her create her path, and she's about 90% done now. And so at each step of the way, she went inside and asked, okay, what's my next small step? Because I'm a real big believer in tiny steps, because eventually you get there. So the next step is to maybe answer a question in class. Or the next step is to reach out and make plans with a friend on the weekend. So she's initiating. So it's your imagination plus small steps to get there.
I could go on hours with this show. I would love to have my son on the show on this episode with us. But like I said, this is very interesting, very amazing. But we do have to reel it in a little bit. I got to get Tracy's takeaways started, and
I always usually his polite way of saying you're running out of time.
It is, but I don't. It pains me to say it because I want to go on and on.
Well, I have made a decision because the show is just everything that comes out of your mouth has made me feel empowered or remember something positive or just feel the desire to be inspired. I want to delegate my takeaway simply because there's an area where I would love for you to speak on. And this essentially is my takeaway, but they're your words. So I'm going to say them and then please expound on them and then give us a takeaway of any sort that you like. But I just can't finish up this episode without saying your words. There's creativity on the outside, but there is so much more creativity on the inside. I love that phrase. Can you share with us your vision around that statement?
Yes, I got the chills when you said it, because the idea is that there's so much stimulation on the outside, and kids are so attracted, and adults too are so attracted to what's going on, that to remember that when you close your eyes and connect with yourself and go deep, there's so much more. There's that's on the outside, but so much more. And that feeds into trust yourself, develop your intuition, connect with your feelings, and come from your heart and come from integrity. And for parents and for adults to develop your intuition, trust yourself. And if there's one practical thing, because I'm really into practical stuff, to do is that balloon breath. And take, you know, if you go to Staples or some wherever you go, and there are these stickers with three different colors, like red, blue, circle stickers, like red, yellow, blue. So take one of those stickers, like right now, and put it somewhere that's a little stressful. It could be on your phone. It could be on your partner's forehead. No, not really. It could be on, like, the wall or your door. And whenever you see it, you take three slow breaths, three balloon breaths. And the idea is that throughout the day, you will be able to start connecting to back to yourself.
You know, it's funny. You said, you know, one of the examples, put it on your phone and or put it on a source of stress. And so many people don't even realize that their phone is their source of stress. So that's interesting to hear.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And I have a true confession. So on my Apple Watch, I'm just saying, I have to tell it like it is. There is on my Apple Watch, it dings you and it literally says to breathe and you're supposed to hit it.
See, that's cool.
It does. Yeah. But if you do it, I mean, that's the thing.
What do you, like, snooze it?
Ding me.
Do you snooze your...
That's why I said true confession, because it comes up and it says breathe and you're supposed to hit it, and that, like, for 1 minute you're supposed to close your eyes and breathe, and I'm like, I ain't got time for that.
Then you hear what you just said. I don't have time to breathe. And what happens if you don't breathe? There you go.
Well, I've been accused a lot of forgetting to breathe, and it's a real deal. Like, you literally can, if you're me, you can forget to breathe.
All right.
Okay, so that's my takeaway. Do not snooze your breathe out.
A minute's about 10 breaths if you're not going too slow. So don't do 10 breaths. Do 3 breaths.
Tracy, do 10.
Start
See?
With three.
I can do three.
All right, work your way up.
App, I can do three. Work my way up.
Do three, then four, then five. Dr. Charlotte, the website again is imageryforkids.com. What other ways do you want our listeners to follow with you, connect with you?
Oh, they could, if they go to the website, they could follow me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and join the newsletter.
And
join the crowd.
What's the best way to find the book?
I'm signing up for that newsletter right now. I'm going to sign up for it.
LA Times bestseller. It's called The Power of Your Child's Imagination. Best way to get it. They can get it by clicking links through your website as well, correct?
Yes.
And
or
on
Amazon.
Our show notes.
And then, of course, there are all these wonderful meditation CDs that are great tools, too.
Yeah,
go
to the website. It's imageryforkids.com. I recommend you look into the book. Thanks to everyone for listening to the Journey to Their radio show. We're online at journeytothere.com. This is the intersection between personal and business growth. Dr. Charlotte, you have been amazing to talk to today.
Thank you. You guys are wonderful.
Thank you. And I'm going to go breathe, literally.
don't snooze your breathe app.
I'm not listening to breathe up. I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I'm going to go brave. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's journeytothere.com.